You're listening to SBS News.
It's shaping up as a crucial election for small business, with many owner-operators operating on low margins and often putting 14 hours a week into meeting government requirements for wages, tax and superannuation. Emma Nguyen runs a busy Vietnamese restaurant and is a qualified accountant, and she says she finds it hard to keep up.
I just don't sleep at night. I don't come in the early morning, but paperwork does keep me up at night when everything is finished. Have to look at the sales expense and timetable and all that schedule of deadline, and also have to have a ready information to send to the bookkeeper or an accountant.
In recent years, Ms. Nguyen has struggled with rising costs, which she cannot pass on to customers. And Italian restaurant owner Robert Giolotta agrees.
Our margins are much smaller now. It's much more competitive. Costs have kept going up. Labour costs have gone up, energy costs keep going up, food costs go up, but we can't increase our menu price as much as our food costs go up because then we won't have any customers.
Rising costs have prompted small business owner Angela Vithoukas to run for Parliament. Her small business party is fielding two Senate candidates in New South Wales and two in Victoria. Ms. Vithoukas says she wants to be a voice for small business owners.
Within the last 5 years, small business has seen their overheads go up by almost 45%, which is very unnatural in any business environment. And those overheads can almost be attributed directly to government policy.
Ms. Vithoukas says she knows small business owners are struggling to make ends meet.
Small business has a challenge with cash flow. We have a challenge with paying our wages too and meeting all our overheads. And often it's the small business owner who doesn't get paid when we're trying to meet all the other obligations.
Louise Rosser owns a florist and often starts work before 3 a.m. to pick flowers from the market. She says wages are a key issue in this election and any rise would impact businesses like hers.
We pay our staff first before we pay ourselves in some instances, depending on the business. So if wages increase, then that's even less that we're getting in our pocket to run a business. So for me personally, that's significant.
Small Business Ombudsman Kate Carnell says any rise should be determined by the Fair Work Commission without government interference.
The Fair Work Commission looks at a range of things when they set the minimum wage, including fairness and equity. And that's the reason that the last 2 years they've increased the minimum wage by 3.5% last year and 3.3% the year before. And that's at a time when CPI has been tracking at 2 or under. So the increases have been significantly above CPI, which have been a challenge for small businesses to manage.
Ms. Carnell says access to finance is a major issue, which needs to be addressed whichever party wins government.
We need to see more competition in the space. The four big banks have got 85% of the business in the small business space, and they're not lending to small businesses. This is a huge problem. So more competition in the marketplace is essential. This has to be a real focus. We can't get growth in the Australian economy if small businesses can't borrow.
The tech sector is also a major driver of the economy, and startup advocate Alex McCauley wants more investment in technology and innovation. He says increased spending on research and development, or R&D, would ensure Australia can compete on the world stage.
One of the biggest things is we've got to really focus on how do we help Australians and Australian companies turn ideas into commercial realities. And what that means is supporting research and development across the economy. Australia currently underperforms its OECD counterparts on R&D. We spend about 1.87% of GDP on R&D every year. The OECD average is more like 2.3%. And some of the leaders in the world, like Israel and South Korea, are spending almost 4% of GDP on R&D.
Despite the challenges, most small business owners would agree with florist Louise Rosser, who says the struggles are still worthwhile.
There's incredible stress at times, but then, if you're doing something that you love and you make enough money to live, then it's brilliant.
Kira Jenkins, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.